Alaska Senate discusses a bill that could impact the Chilkat River's nomination for protected status, and local artist Katie Craney's latest work is showing in museums and galleries across the state. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. Several communities across Alaska have nominated their local waters for a federal Tier 3 designation, which is the Environmental Protection Agency's highest water quality standard. But until the state establishes a process for approving or denying those nominations, they remain in limbo. The Senate Resources Committee met Friday to discuss a new bill that would make these water protections subject to a recommendation by three state agencies and approval by the legislature. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
The federal Outstanding National Resource Waters designation, also known as Tier 3, prohibits any activity that would degrade water quality unless the impact is limited and short-term. The Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan is among four communities in Alaska that have nominated their waters for a Tier 3 designation. Last month, the Senate Resources Committee introduced Senate Bill 51, which would delegate authority over these nominations to the state's Department of Environmental Conservation, or DEC, the Department of Fish and Game, and the Department of Natural Resources. All three agencies would need to agree on a Tier 3 designation before recommending it to the legislature for approval. Senate Resource Committee aide Trevor Fulton answered questions about SB 51 at a meeting on Friday. According to Fulton, the Alaska Constitution requires the legislature to make decisions on significant land and water use decisions. He said there's a question of whether the Constitution requires the legislature to weigh in on Tier 3 nominations as well.
DEC could have the authority to do this on their own without this bill. And that could very well satisfy the EPA requirement for a Tier 3 designation process. But for the sponsor, the larger question of does it satisfy the constitutional mandate that these large, significant land use and water use decisions are ultimately being decided by the legislature.
Fulton said there is precedent for this. The state legislature has approved numerous designations for critical habitat areas, refuges, and sanctuaries in the past. He explained that SB 51 places Tier 3 decisions in the hands of the legislature because the water protections have a significant impact on land use. During the meeting on Friday, Senator Jesse Keel raised several questions about the bill. Keel represents Senate District Q, which includes communities along the Chilkat River such as Haines and Klukwan. Keel said that requiring a recommendation from three state agencies for a Tier 3 nomination is a constraint on the legislature.
It looks mostly like it's structured to set up hurdles rather than make a carefully considered decision. And I think that Alaska really has to be careful with any kind of decision like this. These are major questions.
He also had concerns about letting land use decisions affect water quality protections. Groups outside the legislature have begun weighing in on SB 51 as well. While the Alaska Support Industry Alliance supports the bill, the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council opposes it. The conservation group says that requiring a review by three agencies and legislative approval makes it nearly impossible to nominate a body of water for Tier 3 protection. The Senate Resource Committee will discuss SB 51 again at a meeting on Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. The public can comment on the bill by calling 844-586-9085. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Katie Craney is a Haines artist whose work is showing around the state. Her latest show will be in Skagway at the end of May and then Haines in September. KHNS took a river walk with the artist to learn more.
It's stunning.
Katie Craney is walking down the bank of the Chilkat River, just a few miles out the highway.
There's hardly any ice.
It's a brilliant sunny day in an early spring. She turns her face up at the mountains across the river, and then out to the mud flats. This is the subject of Craney's art. Place, change, interaction. She holds up a small piece of work she created using salvaged metal.
So this is... the metal is a chimney pipe, and I found it at the recycling center.
The salvaged pieces that once had specific uses, stovepipe or plastic net bag for fruit, become abstracted symbols. In her compositions, they interact with and offset her photographs of Haines and other northern landscapes. In this one, she's overlaid a photograph of Rainbow Glacier over the metal. Stovepipe and glacier, ice and heat, man-made and natural. Craney's work insists on the connection between the two, even if the proximity highlights a difference.
There, everything is connected, and we are a part of it just as much as the bear, the salmon, the phytoplankton. Like, it's all this working system. You start changing elements of it, and things start becoming altered and inaccessible and unavailable and disappearing. And those are the things that keep me up at night. And I don't know how else to deal with those feelings other than making art about it and hoping that people can connect.
Her work isn't just a tribute to this place, but also an alarm bell. She says it's a reaction to the changes she sees in the landscape around her. Craney earned a degree in fine arts from the University of Washington Stout. But after graduation, she ended up working for the Park Service. She spent 7 summers working for parks and let her art practice go. But in 2015, she showed a few pieces at the Haines Sheldon Museum.
Like, you're just an artist. That's just who you are. It's in you, whether you suppress it or not. It's going to come out, and sometimes with a vengeance. And I think that's kind of what happened.
Since then, Craney has reopened the door to her art practice. Her work has shown in solo shows around the state. She's been working on her latest show for the past 2 years. It's called Landfalls, Dedications to Alaska Women Writers and Storytellers. She says this is about language, learning, and other people's interpretations of place. It's shown in Homer and Soldatna. It will be in Skagway for the Northwoods Writers Symposium, then Fairbanks, Haines, and even Colorado. Craney's work uses found and salvaged objects along with her photographs. But out on the river, she says she's never considered herself a photographer. It's just a part of her process.
I think it's an interesting play in stopping time for a second and just observing and noticing what's happening at this particular moment, at this particular time, and why is that important?
As we speak, everything is moving. The season arcs towards spring. The Chilkat River flows into the canal. A helicopter flies low over the water, followed by a plane. Cars pass behind us on the highway. But then, the sound of motors fade, and we can hear ravens somewhere above us. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strumpel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or subscribe to the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.